Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Lisa Gilbert, the Director of Public Citizens Congress Watch Division. She's a contributor to the National Journal's expert blog on lobbying and ethics and writes frequently for the Huffington Post and Think Progress. Welcome to Background Briefing, Lisa Gilbert.
Thanks for having me.
And last week, there were two extraordinary stories that broke in Washington. Ted Cruz's somewhat brazen hold on the new chair of the FCC, basically trying to extract a promise out of him that he won't expose the billionaires behind television advertising in the forthcoming 2014 and 2016 elections. In other words, protecting the anonymity of billionaire donors who don't have to be attributed. And then California, the state of California, announced a settlement on dark money where they named the Koch brothers Dark Money Network and the family that owns The Gap, the Fisher family, the clothing store The Gap. They apparently plowed $8 million of dark money to stop a couple of propositions here in California, as did Charles Schwab's, the founder of Charles Schwab Corp. He put in $6.4 million. Philanthropist Eli Broud actually backed Governor Brown's tax increase proposal, putting in $500 million in the opposite direction. And then you had Sheldon Adelson putting in $500,000, Crossroads GPS, Karl Rove's group put in $2 million of dark money. So dark money's alive and well, and Ted Cruz is there on Capitol Hill as a champion of it.
Yes, I think you're right to say that a lot of these stories were very interesting last week. It all came at once and just highlights the influx of secret spending that has come from major donors, that has come from corporate entities, has come from major donors backed by corporate entities, since Citizens United. And I think, the web is intricate, but when you have strong enforcement entities like California's election agency on the job, you can uncover some very interesting things. And so certainly we were happy to see Ann Ravel and the FCCP take this issue on in California and to learn in depth how much money had been spent and why.
Well, there's also another story breaking in New York where a court lifted limits on contributions to the pro-Loder Political Action Committee. And he of course, is the conservative running against Bill de Blasio, the Democrat, for the mayor of New York. So it seems to be all happening in the wrong direction, in spite of the general outrage amongst the public over the Citizens United ruling and the effects of it on our democracy, which is rapidly being captured by a handful of billionaires. How do you explain that ruling in New York?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right to flag that it's moving in the wrong direction. I think that's because we haven't yet been able to put a check on the money that we've unleashed. So ideas like what the Federal Communications Commission has that Ted Cruz is attempting to stop by putting a hold on Ted Wheeler, the nominee, are the types of ideas that will help us shine a light on all this money, but we haven't yet put into place those rules at different agencies or put into place legislation that really enables us to see what's going on. So until we do, it's not surprising that we continue to find out and hear about more scandalous money being spent in every type of race and in every state.
So since you spend your waking hours, Lisa Gilbert, as Director of Public Citizens Congress Watch Division, and you contribute to the National Journal's expert blog on lobbying and ethics, Public Citizen, of course, is one of the few citizens lobby groups there in Washington, D.C., that is a counterweight to the enormous power of corporate money and individual money that has been unleashed because of the Citizens United decision. Give us your sense on, here we are sort of trying to do an overview of where we stand and what people can do about this situation, and you're fighting the good fight. So give us your overview of where we stand and what we can do.
Sure. Well, certainly you've highlighted a number of specific cases that have occurred due to the influx of secret and corporate money into our system in the last several years, and then, prior to that as well. I think, we're in an interesting position because this Congress, the Congress that brought us the debt ceiling crisis, the sequester, et cetera, came into office via the two most expensive congressional elections in history based on the influx of money. And so they are very rigid ideologically. And so that has led us to a situation where it's quite hard to pass solutions at the congressional level to deal with the money. So that's, you know, from my vantage as someone who watches Congress, our organization or our division is, of course, called Congress Watch. We see that every day play out in numerous different fights. So what that has led us to think are the real solutions to Citizens United in the short term, at least around disclosure, are both efforts like what happened at the state level. Again, California's great victory, the Fair Political Practices Commission, really tracking the dark money and figuring out that it was being, you know, basically money laundered through different organizations. So those types of state solutions are critical. And then also things that different agencies can do, so sort of not depending on Congress, are also critical. One thing that we focused on quite a lot that we hope to see come to pass is the Securities and Exchange Commission. They have the authority to mandate disclosure at publicly traded companies of their political spending. You know, not only is that important for democracy, but it's also important for the investors and companies to know how their money is being spent, so they can make smart decisions around their investments. And so it certainly fits within the SEC's mandate and authority to put a rule into place to, you know, seek disclosure. And we hope it happens because that, you know, that's the first piece of this puzzle, just being able to track the money and thinking about disclosure. I think beyond that, you know, we don't think disclosure is the whole solution. It's just the first step to understanding where the money is going and why. From there, we're looking for more long-term solutions like public financing, both at the state level, and then once we have some congressional changes here federally, and then, of course, also at the state level, the push to just overturn Citizens United completely via constitutional amendment is alive and well, and states are, you know, in an ongoing way, supporting resolutions to overturn Citizens United, and we need that momentum to continue as well.
So there are two important federal commissions then that could make a difference, and that's why Ted Cruz is blocking the FCC. The FCC has the authority to force the television companies, when they take these television ads, which are the main source through which Americans get their political information in campaigns, to attribute where the money is coming from, in the way that they put a little banner at the bottom, you know, instead of the candidate saying, you know, I'm Ted Cruz and I support, you know, endorse this advertisement or whatever they mandated to say. It would also say, you know, brought to you by ExxonMobil and Koch Industries. He's trying to stop that. And the SEC also has the authority to mandate that corporations who put money into politics, they be identified as well for the benefit of their shareholders, I take it. So we know that Ted Cruz is blocking the former. Who's blocking the latter?
Actually, right now we have a lot of hope for the latter. So you asked, you know, what people can do, and I think that's an arena that folks should think about. Certainly we have a new SEC chair who is, you know, incredibly competent and come into place as this rule to require disclosure. The SEC had decided to consider proposing it, and she, you know, took office right after that happened. And so, you know, we hope that she'll continue to move the rule forward. You know, the reason that it was sort of placed on the Securities and Exchange Commission's agenda is that so many, many investors spoke out and said they wanted it. And this is not just sort of big mutual fund type investors, but individual retail investors like all of us. You know, most people have a 401k or some sort of pension, and that money is being invested in these corporate entities that are spending it in politics. You know, it's kind of horrible to think of, you know, spending your $25 to support a candidate and then not knowing that your entire pension is going to oppose that same candidate. So, you know, people are outraged about that and spoke out and told the Securities and Exchange Commission to create this rule. And it's made a difference. And so, you know, we're hopeful. And I think what people can do is continue to tell the SEC that they want this rulemaking, and comment and share that it's important to them.
Well, Lisa Gilbert, I thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Lisa Gilbert, who's the director of Public Citizens Congress Watch Division. She's a contributor to the National Journal's expert blog on lobbying and ethics and writes frequently for the Huffington Post and Think Progress. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking about the Syria dilemma.